Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Early Edge. What a happy Monday this is. Honestly, the football games yesterday were amazing. What's more amazing? It's the recap screen. Let's take a look at how we did yesterday. Oh, my gosh, so much green. I'm having trouble counting this high, but I believe this is 14-3 yesterday. Really good stuff from the crew. By the way, since the playoffs, we are 107-62. That's 107-62 on the early edge since the NFL playoffs started. That's pretty amazing. And by the way, for those of you that follow me on Twitter, that number is even higher, right? Because I've only lost one golf round matchup in 2024. Went 3-0-1 this weekend. You might be asking yourself, well, that's great that you're putting it on Twitter and that you're putting it on the early edge at 10 in the morning, but what about the early wedge? What about a show dedicated to PGA golf? Well, here we are. What are you doing at 7 o'clock tonight? We have got the Farmers Insurance Open Best Bets today, tonight at 7 o'clock. Normally this would be Tuesday. Reminder that the Farmers starts on Wednesday. So that's part of the reason we are doing this tonight at 7 o'clock. It'll be me. It'll be Patrick McDonald, who you know and love from The First Cut and all things CBS, and Eric Cohen. None other than EC will be on that show as well. So we've got all kinds of golf picks. It'll be early. It'll be often. We'll give you as many picks as we can on a Monday evening. All right. That's some of the housekeeping. Again, I hope everybody had a great weekend. If you had a great weekend with bets, put in the chat like, I had a great Sunday or something to that effect. Let's make sure this Monday stays incredibly positive, both with our bankroll and our mindset. And with that, let's bring in the stars of today's show. We've got a bevy of experts here. We've got prop stars. We've got buckets. And from the studio, Maestro, where are you? You're looking great. Your background's better than all of ours. You're showing off at this point. Your picks are great. How's it going, buddy?
Well, I'm enjoying some warm weather down in sunny Florida. Great to be here in the studio. Great to be with you guys after a great weekend. I'm sorry that the Bucks couldn't hit that 2-point conversion and keep that whole left side of the recap screen clean.
Hey, well, listen, I was happy about that because, of course, I had the Detroit Lions -6. Speaking of football, let's get it started with some football. So we're going to have our official picks. We're going to talk about some of the marquee matchups in the NBA. But, like, I think on everybody's mind is, hey, are there maybe props we can hone in on early? Are there bets that we can hone in on early? If you know Proppy and Maestro, you know probably they've got stuff on Sportsline already on this Monday morning at 10 in the morning. So, again, if you're not a Sportsline member, you're not getting the benefit of that. Let's start with the Chiefs-Ravens. Ravens, these odds powered by BetMGM, of course. Ravens -3 here. It's a 44.5 point total. I believe this opened at 3.5. It's now down to 3. What's really cool is Proppy and Maestro, we haven't even gotten to our official picks. And we've got official picks on this game, which we're going to give out now. But before I get there, can I just ask? I got to ask Buckets. First of all, Buckets, I know you're giving out, because I mentioned my Twitter picks. I know you, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been giving out some picks on Twitter as well, right?
Oh, see, I've been doing it for over 2 years now. And I know that I had a rough time on the early edge last week, but I did go 3-1 on my picks on Twitter yesterday. So I'm hoping that I can keep that momentum going here into the new week, because we are finally done with most of the cup games and back to domestic schedules that we love so much here.
3-1. It's not bad. It's not as good as 3-0-1, which is what I did this weekend in my golf matchups. Again, did I mention only one loss through 3 tournaments in round matchups? I don't know if I mentioned that, but in case I didn't, only one loss. All right, let's get back to football. Buckets, love what you're doing on the Early Edge and Sportsline and Twitter. Chiefs at the Ravens. Now, Larry, you already have a play on this game, so let's talk about your play first.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of 3.5s in the market, but I did find a -3 and I jumped on it because, you know, even though the Chiefs looked great offensively yesterday, they were averaging almost 10 yards a play into the fourth quarter, finished at 7.7 yards per play. And now it's three good weeks of offense for them. But I think all of those come with an asterisk when you look at the Bengals, how bad they are defensively, how beat up the Dolphins were, how beat up the Bills were, and then suffered more injuries in game. And I think it's going to be a totally different story. We saw the Ravens hold the Texans with 0 points on 9 of their 10 drives. They're healthy. They're at home. And what do the Chiefs do? They give up rushing yards. Now they have to face the best rushing attack in the entire NFL.
All right. That actually makes a lot of sense. Proppy, I want to kick it to you because I know you have a prop in this game that you gave out. And speaking of props and speaking of bets, you were 4-1 this weekend in the NFL, which, by the way, I was as well. Listen, this brand has absolutely been on fire the last couple of days. The one I lost, by the way, was Isaiah Likely. I lost that one by a couple of yards there. Speaking of the Baltimore Ravens, with all of that said, Proppy, not only 4-1 in the NFL, but 6-2, I believe, in the NBA this weekend. You are crushing it as usual. You've got a prop in this game. Talk to us about it.
I do indeed. Yeah, one that I got out so everyone could jump on this early. I want to also mention I have two additional NFL props already on the site as well, in addition to two NBA props, one of which I'll be giving out later on this show. But if you are a Sportsline subscriber, I would suggest grabbing these numbers early. But yeah, I'm going to play a plop on Rashee Rice. And for the first time this season, and for the first time ever, frankly, Sia, I'm going to fade Rashee Rice. We're going to go under 6.5 receptions for the stud rookie wide receiver. If you've been following me for the duration of the season, even into the offseason, I was banging the drum for Rashee Rice ever since the Chiefs selected him 55th overall out of SMU in the draft. I thought he would emerge as the wide receiver one on the Kansas City Chiefs, which he's clearly done. He's been ultra productive down the stretch of the season, finally became a full-time player in this Kansas City offense, and that's really when they turned things around. But yeah, 7 receptions is a massive ask for any wide receiver, especially against this Baltimore defense, which I mentioned as we faded Nico Collins last week, is the best pass defense in the NFL. They rank 2nd in EPA allowed per dropback, 2nd in PFF's coverage grade. They are exceptional against first reads as well, which Rashee Rice is primarily in this Kansas City offense. Oh, and by the way, Baltimore is a run funnel as well. Teams opt to run heavily against them while the game is competitive or a neutral game script because of how strong this pass defense is. 6 wide receivers this season have had 7 receptions or more against the Baltimore Ravens. 6 over the course. That includes the playoffs as well. So that's 18 games played. So that is unbelievably impressive on Baltimore's pass defense. Also, you have to go all the way back to December 10th. Back, I believe it's week 13 against the Rams, the last time the Ravens allowed a wide receiver, who was Cooper Kupp, I might add, to have 7 receptions. So this is just a huge ask for the rookie wide receiver, who has been phenomenal, but this is just such a tough matchup against the league's best pass defense. And they've been doing this without Marlon Humphrey, who's an all-pro cornerback as well. So I ultimately expect this number to tick down to 5.5. It'll be juiced to the over, but yeah, this number should be 5.5 for Rashee Rice. So get on this early. I expect it to close at 5.5.
Who's going to give you 10 minutes of content right off the bat on a game that the line was literally just set for? Proppy skipped right past his token furthermore, and he went to, oh, by the way, you know, that just screams confidence. Absolutely love the pick. I think it's such a sharp play. Get it at -130 while you can. By the way, AMAG's in the chat. M squared is in the chat. We got everybody in the chat here. Let's talk about Lions 49ers. Let's go to that one before we get to some NBA marquee matchups and our official picks, of course. We got the Lions. We got the Niners. It's a 7-point spread at BetMGM. Pretty high. I guess it's understandable. We don't know the status of Debo. I personally think he's not going to play, but that's just me speculating. Larry, let's go to you first. What do you think about this one?
Well, the initial temptation is going to be to grab the points with the Lions, who put up 31 points in their win over the Bucks, and the 49ers did not look good offensively. Debo, we don't know his status. Brock Purdy couldn't handle the wet conditions. But then again, it's going to be perfect weather next weekend. And you have to look at this trend that I found from Cleve TA. Dome teams going outside for conference title games, 0-7 straight up, 0-7 against the spread, failing to cover by more than 25 points. I don't think the Lions are getting blown out, but I do think the 49ers are going to be the right side if you can get it under 7, because people are going to react to what they saw, and what they saw was the Packers basically dominating.
Yeah, the Packers, I mean, let's be honest. The Packers were the better team in that game, and they should have won that game. With that said, you know, you wonder, Proppy, if the 7-point spread, which I think people think is probably a little high, you wonder if built into that is the Jared Goff splits. Is that, you know, the splits that consider a dome team going, first of all, to the West Coast, but in an outdoor environment. With all of that said, I don't really, like, personally, immediately, I don't really have a play one way or the other. I really need to investigate this. Maybe you can help me. What do you like in this one?
I lean the Lions here for sure. I actually think they're a tough matchup for San Francisco for a bevy of reasons. First and foremost, the Lions run the ball as effectively as any team in the NFL, an excellent 1-2 punch behind one of the better offensive lines in the league. We saw Aaron Jones and Green Bay's offensive line dominate the line of scrimmage, surprisingly. But San Francisco has been a poor run defense all season long. That was not just a one-off performance there. In neutral and competitive game environments, they have not been a good run defense. Because of the fact that they typically lead by significant margins, teams aren't running heavily against them. But again, in competitive game environments, teams have been very effective running against the San Francisco run defense. So I think they got a little bit exposed there. And then as far as San Francisco's offense, potentially no Debo, but I just think this is a tough spot for Brock Purdy, who also may have gotten exposed a little bit as well. I think Detroit's defense, they have a very strong run defense. And we know, obviously, Christian McCaffrey is the engine of San Francisco's offense. I think Detroit is well-equipped to potentially slow him down a little bit. So I like the Lions quite a bit. And again, the game may be outside, but Larry mentioned optimal conditions as far as right now is concerned. Obviously, things can change between now and then. But yeah, if the weather is good, then yeah, I think it's a little bit overblown that they're traveling outside of this dome. So yeah, I think the Lions look good here.
All right. Yeah, the chat has a lot of opinions on this game as well, which I absolutely love. Buckets, I got to ask you, Lions or 49ers? Because again, both Maestro and Proppy were pretty convincing. I just need a third party to sway me.
This is Lions and 49ers?
That's right.
I want to make sure I stay... Okay, I want to make sure I stay as professional as possible, so I'm going to back the 49ers to cover whatever side of the spread they're on, because I am a big Travis Kelce, Swifty, all that good stuff means a lot to me, so going with the 49ers here.
Okay, so here's the thing, Buckets. I hate to break this news to you, so...
No, it's Chiefs. That's Chiefs. Same colors. Okay, go Similar Lions then. Colors. Go Lions then.
Go Lions. Wow, that was really in-depth. I love that. So I guess you're rooting for the Chiefs in the other game.
Chiefs-Lions, okay. Yep.
That was... I'm sorry I did that to everybody. All right, we got to take a moment after that debacle and hear a message from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Big Cheesy says the Lions have never beat the Niners in a playoff game ever. Well, I mean, the Lions haven't won a playoff game in like 30 years, or maybe they won one in 30 years. So I don't know that trend is going to be super applicable. Let's go. By the way, Big Cheesy says light the beam with respect to the 49ers. So he's always going to be lighting the beam somewhere on the West Coast. Let's go to the East Coast. Let's go to the NBA real quick before we get into our official picks. I know Buckets is champing at the bit to give his soccer play out, but let's just go through maybe three NBA games real quick here. We got the Cavs -1.5 at the Magic. Proppy, I'm going to go to you here. You know, this is one of those games that you know, we talked about a pre-show. It's a little confusing. Some of these lines are a little confusing because we don't exactly know who's going to play. There's not a ton of information in terms of like some of these players. So talk to us about whether there's an edge or maybe this is just stay off, wait for more information.
Yeah, no props out for this game yet, but yeah, it's an interesting matchup between two teams, very familiar with each other, both teams playing well, both teams starting to get a little healthier. Franz Wagner has returned to the lineup for the Orlando Magic, as well as a lot of other rotational players. I've just been so impressed with Orlando, and Paolo Banchero, I really feel like has taken a stride as a second-year player here after winning the Rookie of the Year award. And then you have Cleveland, who's really played well, despite no Darius Garland in the lineup, despite no Evan Mobley. So, the spread makes sense to me, considering this matchup here. Both teams playing well, both teams really sound defensively. I think it's efficient. If I had a slight lean, it would probably be to the Magic. But, I do feel this line and total makes a lot of sense.
All right, Larry, any opinion on this game before we move over to Celtics-Mavs?
Yeah, I knew Proppy was going to be on the Magic. He loves the Magic, and they are 14-6 at home, and they did get Wagner back last night, and he was great as they blew out the Heat, and they have their starting five back. But this Cleveland defense is ridiculous. The best defense in the league during their seven-game winning streak. They're up to number two overall. And, you know, they came up with a new stat because the blocks and the steals and all the stats weren't enough to measure them. They call these stats suffocates. If they can stop you on three straight times down the floor, they call it a suffocate. Well, they had nine of those in their last win against the Hawks. That's how good defensively they are. I'm definitely leaning Cavs.
All right. By the way, Sergio Santos dropping some soccer picks for Buckets to review in the chat. I would probably lean Cavs there too. Let's move over to the Celtics -3.5 at the Mavericks. It's a 239.5 point total here at BetMGM. This one's interesting too, probably, because again, I'm not exactly sure who's playing in this one. With the information I know now, I would probably lean to the Mavericks, but this one is a stay away for me right now. How about you?
I'm leaning towards the Mavericks here too. I've been really impressed with the Mavericks all season long, especially the resolve, whether Luka's on the floor or off. Same goes for Kyrie Irving, who's really played fantastic basketball this season. They've played well together as well. They've played well individually. The Mavs had an excellent draft in drafting Derek Lively. More on him in a little bit. I'm just really impressed with the way this Mavs team's playing. We don't know what the Celtics lineup will look like. Kristaps Porzingis is questionable for this matchup. But, yeah, if we're getting the Mavs at home with a healthy Luka and the starting lineup healthy as well, I will take the 3.5 points here.
Larry, you taking the 3.5 points as well?
Yeah, I'm leaning that way. Huge rest advantage for the Mavs. And Luka came back and they shot 11 of 40 from deep. And the big three shot 3 of 21. So I think they're going to shoot better than that at home. And again, the Celtics could rest some guys on the back-to-back.
Eric David pointing out that Goose made a surprise appearance, appearing out of nowhere, according to Eric David. So happy to see Goose on the early edge as usual. Let's move to our last NBA matchup before we get to our official picks. It's none other than the Bulls against the Suns. Suns 4.5 point favorites. A curious line to me. There must be some injuries or some players not playing on the Suns. Proppy, can you fill me in on this one?
As far as I know, the Suns are at full strength. We've got KD. We've got the big three all healthy. Devin Booker as well. Bradley Beal. So I like the Suns here quite a bit. Nurkic as well is healthy for this game. The Suns have been playing excellent basketball. If I'm not mistaken, they've won five consecutive games. The big three has been healthy for the last few weeks. They're all starting to play better. Beal has really come on recently as well. So, yeah, I've just been very impressed with this Phoenix team. They're playing good defensively as well. Nurkic is having a very good season in the middle of that Phoenix defense. Chicago is still missing Zach LaVine. They're shorthanded. They do slow things down. They are a decent team defensively. But, yeah, I think Phoenix is just going to ultimately prove to be too much firepower for Chicago to keep up with. I will take the Phoenix side here and the 4.5 points. I think they cover this easily.
Yeah, I kind of think so too, which would led me to believe that, hey, is somebody sitting out here? Because I would think this line would be longer, Larry. Inform me. What do you like in this one?
Well, it was longer, Sia, and that's what worries me. I mean, this team is surging right now with the big three all playing well, and they have a lot of other pieces. And, yeah, you want to lay a little number like this, but somehow the money is coming in on the Bulls. And Zach LaVine being out, maybe not a bad thing because the Bulls have played really well without him. They talked about playing with joy. To me, that means that you're sharing the ball more, and maybe Zach LaVine takes a little too many shots. So right now I'm going to stay away, but I agree with you. At first glance, it looks like Phoenix.
Yeah, Mike Barner certainly agrees with your Zach LaVine take there. So, yeah, maybe we'll wait for more information there. But I agree with Proppy. Certainly, just looking at it, it looks like the Suns minus 4.5 is certainly the play. If you want to take that bet, where can you bet it? BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today. We still got this promo and get $158 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $5 and you'll receive $158 instantly in bonus bets regardless of your wager's outcome with bonus code EDGE158. That's EDGE158. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's finally time for two things to happen. One, those of you that have not hit the like button, you need to hit the like button. And two, we got to get to our official picks. Buckets is going to get his soccer pick out there. But first, one quick message from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, it's time to get to our official picks. And Buckets, before I get to you, I do want to read a comment from Christopher Baird. I assume he doesn't mind me reading it since he put it in the chat. He says his mother passed away Saturday morning and she loved this show. Her name is Angela. And Angela, I don't know what to say to that other than rest in peace. I hope you're well, Christopher. And I like that it sounds like you get some joy or some solace in watching this show. And if we can do anything to help you along with that, please let us know. But again, thank you for sharing that information. I'm sorry for your loss. And again, hopefully we can, you know, provide some solace in this show, not just from a betting standpoint, but just from a positivity conversational standpoint. With that said, and with that transition, Buckets, I go to you because there are people in the chat clamoring for your soccer picks as usual. They labored through our NBA and our NFL talk, and now they're ready for you. So it's your turn. Go ahead.
Christopher, I'm so sorry for your loss. May your family and may your friends have as much peace as they can find in this difficult moment. As someone that lost family previously this past year, never an easy spot. So I wish nothing but the best for you and your family. Hard to transition there, but let's see what we can do here. First and foremost, I want to talk about what Sergio Santos said in the chat. He said, Brighton versus Wolves, both teams to score, and Hapoel Tel Aviv versus Betar, both teams to score. I do like both of those. I will say on Sportsline, I actually did an article for Brighton on Wolves where I did have both teams to score as part of a same game parlay. So I am expecting goals in that one. But as for my official picks here on the show, I am sorry, guys. We are going back to La Liga this afternoon at 3 p.m. in a big matchup between Granada and Atletico Madrid. And for my La Liga fans, if you saw that mess that was Real Madrid versus Almeria yesterday, you know there's some tension in La Liga right now. A lot of people are saying some controversial things going on, maybe, you know, pulling some strings to help big clubs like Real Madrid. But that's not the case for Atletico Madrid, who has been just terrible on the road. Atletico Madrid is incredible at home. They are an absolute fortress. They beat Real Madrid twice this season when playing at home. But when they're on the road, this is not a team you want to back to do much. But what you do want to back them to do is hit both teams to score at minus 130. Granada is a relegation-bound team who is playing for their lives every single week. And especially when they play at home, it feels like they care a bit more. Granada has hit both teams to score in 70% of their home matches. And while Atletico Madrid has not hit at a high rate on the road, we got to expect Atletico to get at least one here. If you want to mix it up and take both teams to score and over 2.5 to get plus odds, you can. But just know that if Granada scores first in this matchup, they will park the bus like you've never seen before. And this could end up being a cagey 1-1, so be careful. But I love both teams to score here.
Both teams to score in Granada, Atletico Madrid. All right, those I can pronounce, Bucket. So I appreciate you picking something somewhat easy for me. All right, let's hope my pick is somewhat easy as well. Now, what's interesting about my pick is it's a little duplicative, but not wholly duplicative to what Larry is going to talk to you about. It's not the same pick. I'm going to go with the first. I know, by the way, North Carolina's playing tonight. I know all of you in the chat are like, he's definitely going with North Carolina. I will say, from a lean standpoint, I do like North Carolina -8. For those of you that don't know, we've bet on North Carolina a lot this year. First half, whole game. I even tweeted out something 3 weeks ago. Take North Carolina at 40-1. Now that line, by the way, the outright line on North Carolina, I think it's down to like 14-1 at this point. So hopefully you're reading my tweets here, but I'm not going with North Carolina. I lean to the over in that game, and I lean to Carolina, but I'm going with Kansas. And part of the reason I'm going with Kansas is because I want to isolate the first half. Those of you that have been watching this show and following my college basketball picks, a lot of my picks are first half bets with good teams coming off bad losses, usually conference losses, but bad losses nonetheless. That's exactly what we have here. I don't really like this Kansas team. I think they're overrated. But with that said, when you lose to West Virginia and you give up 91 points to, of all teams, West Virginia, you are going to bounce back in a big way. It was Bill Self calling that performance atrocious, among other things. What happens when those losses happen? You get back to fundamentals. I sound like a broken record because I've talked about this very situation before. When we get back to fundamentals, we play hardcore defense. We get to be at home, and we're just fundamentally sound on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. I will say this about Cincinnati, their opponent. They've been pretty good. They play a lot of close games, and maybe this game will be close down the stretch. I doubt it. I think Kansas will be good for the 40 minutes, but I really want to isolate the bounce back in the first 20 minutes of this game. Give me Kansas first half -4.5. All right. That's my college basketball pick. We'll hear a little bit more from that game in a couple of minutes. But speaking of teases, Proppy, you teased a prop, or at least a player that you were maybe going to have some action on just a few minutes ago. It's your time.
Yeah, we're talking about the Mavs and Derek Lively. I like him to go over a combined 15.5 points and rebounds. If you don't have access to points and rebounds, I also like his PRA, which is just one tick higher at 16.5, but you get slightly better juice at the PR number. But if you have not watched the Mavs, or specifically Derek Lively, he is a rookie who was drafted 12th overall, 7'1", extremely athletic, reminds me a little bit of a young Tyson Chandler, maybe Marcus Camby, a little bit of Rudy Gobert as well. If the draft were to happen again right now, I have no doubt in my mind that he would be a top five pick. He has been such an exceptional fit for this Mavs roster. He played for Duke last season, where he only averaged 5 points and 5 rebounds. He was the number one player in his high school class. But yeah, he has just absolutely excelled since joining the NBA. He's an excellent fit for this Mavs roster as well. He does not require the ball to be effective. He's an excellent rim protector. He hustles. He's exceptional on the offensive glass. He's top five in pretty much every offensive rebounding metric as well, which you love to see, which translates to high-end production. I absolutely love what I've seen from Derek Lively. And games where he's played at least 25 minutes, he has eclipsed his total in 12 of his last 13 appearances as well. So it is a tough matchup versus Boston, but I have him projected to play close to or between 28 and 30 minutes tonight. So I think this is a very low attainable number for Derek Lively, again, who has been one of the better rookies, totally unheralded as well. So, yeah, give me the rookie, Derek Lively, over 15.5 points and rebounds.
First of all, I love the Marcus Camby and Tyson Chandler comp. Those guys, first of all, they were in the league forever, especially Tyson Chandler, and they were always good. Now I got to watch this game. I got to watch Derek Lively. I got to make this bet, first of all. Go ahead.
The Tyson Chandler comp is common because he is Derek Lively's mentor, obviously a former Maverick as well, and they've worked out a ton together, spent a lot of time together. But yeah, I would suggest everybody watch Derek Lively. I believe he has all-star potential, 7'1", jumps out of the gym. He's going to be a phenomenal player, frankly.
Yeah, obviously his mentor. Everybody knew that. Buckets, you knew that. I knew that. Everybody absolutely knew that in the chat as well. By the way, there was somebody in the chat earlier that I think it was Danny that said, hey, we got the early wedge. He must have showed up to the show late, which is totally fine. But we mentioned at the beginning of the show, yeah, the early wedge. Normally it's going to be on Tuesdays, but I think for the next couple weeks, it's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. And today's Monday. So at 7 o'clock, we will have the early wedge again. It's me, Patrick McDonald, and of course, EC and Buckets. Buckets, are you? Are you on the show too?
No, I'm not on the show. I just wanted to let you know, I actually was so excited for the early wedge that I canceled a date tonight so I could make sure to watch it at 7. So no excuses. We got to be there.
I'll be in the chat as well.
So someone canceled a date on you? Is that what we're
We're chatting in different ways, but same result. I'll be watching the early wedge.
That's fair enough. That's totally fair enough. All right. By the way, speaking of watching things on this channel here, Mackenzie Brooks, you're in the chat, and she has, they're going to talk conference championships on that show at 1 o'clock. We got a lot of people backing that show with Sox Nation, maybe Big Cheesy, talking about how good this Inside the Lines show is. So make sure you tune in at 1 o'clock. You want to get that sort of that early edge, no pun intended, on some of these lines, on some of these breakdowns, which we did at the beginning of the show. By the way, Danny, if you missed that, we gave out some official picks already on these conference championship games. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to the 1 o'clock. And then of course at 7 o'clock, the early wedge. All right. Larry, we move forward to you. Now, I get the feeling that you probably like my first half bet, but you like something else a little bit better.
I love your play, Sia. I took the Jayhawks for the full game, lead the 8.5 with Cincinnati. I would go up to 9 if that's what you're seeing on your book. They've lost 3 games. The first time they lost to Marquette, they come back and they handle Tennessee. The next time they lose at UCF, they come back, they handle Oklahoma by double digits. And then West Virginia comes out, makes 9 of their first 11 threes, ends up shooting over 50% from deep, and the Jayhawks lose. Now, some of those were contested. Some of those were bad defense. I just don't think this Cincinnati team, as good as they are defensively, is capable of doing that to the Jayhawks. Like Sia, I think they're going to be locked in. I think they're going to come out and they're going to take care of business, which is usually what they do after a loss. And Cincinnati, also not a good free throw shooting team, which could hurt them late in this game, trying to keep it close. So let's lay it with the Jayhawks.
Yeah, I think in college basketball, and so far it's proven true, and we'll see if it proves true the rest of the season, but I do think there's like really good situational spots, especially, and I wouldn't say that for the NBA, because those are pros and they handle things a little bit differently. The coaching staffs handle things a little bit differently. But when you come off a really bad loss and you're a college program and you've got a coach like Bill Self that's going to get you back to fundamentals, they snap you back into shape real quick, especially when you're at home and you have the home crowd behind you. So really like that play, Larry. Obviously, certainly like my first half play there too. So hopefully both of those hit. Speaking of hitting things, let's take a look at the recap screen. We got Buckets with Granada, Atletico Madrid, both teams to score at -130. I've got Kansas first half -4.5. And of course, Larry has Kansas full game -8.5. And he's also got an official pick on the Ravens -3 at -120. And prop stars, he's got Derek Lively tonight over 15.5 points and rebounds at -120. And an NFL pick, Rashee Rice under 6.5 receptions at -130. He already told you he's got 2 more of those NFL picks on Sportsline. And real quick, for those of you that don't already have a subscription to Sportsline, RJ talked about the newsletter. If you are a member of Sportsline, you're going to get that new and improved newsletter, which I think the first edition of goes out today. But again, if you're not a member, all you got to do is go to sportsline.com/join and you get 60% off. All you have to do is type in the promo code WINNERS. Again, that's WINNERS, and you get 60% off, not the quarterly plan, but the annual plan. Again, that's sportsline.com/join to get all of these picks as early as possible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what a show. We started off a couple minutes late. Sorry about that, but you guys and girls stuck with us, so we really, really appreciate that. Great Monday show, great recap screen. Let's hope we can do it again. We'll see you at 1 o'clock for Inside the Lines. We'll see you at 7 o'clock for the Early Wedge. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock for the Early Edge. But until then, on behalf of Buckets, on behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, on behalf of Prop Stars, on behalf of the Maestro from the Warm Studio, and on behalf of Angela Baird, I am Sina Jad, the Counselor of Cash. This is the Early Edge, and we rest our case.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.